Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into what's going to be a crazy, crazy couple of weeks for sports around here. I go back into the plague when sports weren't playing, certainly over 25 years, and we're celebrating our 25th anniversary here with our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, with our barn pictures, as well as our community and charity work as we count down these 25 years. But in the 25 years, I cannot remember a time where the Orioles have really usurped the Ravens' mojo. And these next couple of weeks, so with the Ravens going away for a couple of weeks, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and then London, and we're going to be at Hollywood Casino on October the 15th, having some nice breakfast, a proper British breakfast, as well as having some fun. So please join us on October 15th. The Maryland Lottery will be with us. I'll be giving these away. We've hiatused the Crab Cake Tour here a little bit after the Coco's deal last week with Max Weiss and Rasig and Alternate. But Leonard Raskin joins us now, and he and I are going to get some crabs at some point. Leonard, I don't know if it's going to be these away games, because I think Luke and I are going to go on the road together for playoff baseball. So right now I'm plotting how to get to Toronto or Tampa 2 weeks from now, and then who knows whether it's Seattle, Houston, Texas, Minnesota, could be anything. But
I thought we're going to be home games. We're going to be home.
You know what's amazing? I was going to say to you, on a Monday morning when you wake up, are you thinking in terms of magic number, orange, can't wait for the Nationals, I have tickets for Jim Palmer? Or are you thinking, holy hell, what did the Colts do to us on Sunday? Because we have like
a real
sports
issue. The Colts didn't do anything to us. We did it all to ourselves. That was self-inflicted hell on Sunday. Self-inflicted hell. That's my definition of it. I sit stunned at both. I was at the game Sunday, and I had my phone going. And Masson at the stadium.
Did your app work?
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm watching the Orioles, and I'm got the score, the ESPN app open with the Toronto Rays game. So I'm counting down the magic number to 4 and the magic number to 3, and Tucker for 61 yards, and he missed it. But look, that game was lost long before Tucker. I'm frankly stunned at the Ravens play Sunday. I was trying to figure out when they brought Greg Roman back.
Well,
but
Leonard, they can't throw the ball. They have no protection for the quarterback.
Well,
so
this is the
same problem with Greg. Greg Roman sucks.
Let's face it.
He sees the personnel all week.
The offensive line was not good at all. But it seems to me, and I could be wrong, could Lamar, okay, he's got vision now, he's doing better. Could he take a 3-step drop after he gets the snap? Or is that not allowed in the league? Because he kind of
back passing?
He gets the snap out of the shotgun and he stands there. And in 3, 2, 1, they're on him. So take a couple steps back, and then it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, maybe. I'm just an outsider. I'm not a coach. I never played in the league.
He's never been a drop back passer, Leonard.
No,
his body
doesn't
move the same way that John
Elway's
had
but
skips
my point
back
is,
and
my point
fire.
Is if you take no, not in fire. I'm still good with him running here and there, but if he took a couple steps back, it might give him a little more time to see a receiver somewhere. That was number one. Number two, let's face it. You can't fumble the ball 4 series in a row, lose 2 of them, and win the game. How many red zone chances are you going to give that team? And then I'm telling you, again, I heard the excuses after the game, or the answers to the questions, let's say. I've never seen such piss poor 2-minute management in my life. I could have managed the 2-minute better than they did. First of all, they said they couldn't communicate to Zay Flowers that they moved the clock to 2:03. We had a timeout. We had a couple timeouts. When you notice that and you can't talk to him, you call timeout. You tell the man, do not fair catch this ball. And what the heck is Zay Flowers doing on a punt? Where's Duvernay? Is he missing in action? But you don't fair catch that. Now you got the clock down to 1:20, you give the ball back to the Dolts with 20 seconds left instead of
You don't give the ball back. You get a first down.
Yeah. You get a first down. But
you get a first down.
But yeah. if you're going to give them the ball back, it's with 20 seconds.
If you're serious about winning the game, you get a first down.
If you're serious about winning the game, you don't go three and out six times in the first half or whatever they did. I mean, they were terrible. What the heck happened? The offense marched right down the field and scored. Then they marched down the field and fumble, and it's like all of a sudden they forgot how to play football.
Well, we spend the last 6 months talking about personnel, and we spend the time talking about draft picks. We talk about free agency. We talk about they're going to sign Clowney. They're not going to sign Marcus Peters. You dropped that pick on Sunday night. I watched that game against the Steelers as well. That pick six would have changed the game. They would have won the game.
Sure.
They caught the ball, right? So you go back to these little things. But the team, as comprised in our minds and in our hearts in June, was Todd Monken's going to come in. He's going to have toys. He has all these wide receivers. Look at the line. Ronnie Stanley proved he was healthy last year.
Yeah.
And Linderbaum had a little bang up last year like he had in college, but he's going to be a Pro Bowl center. And Marlon Humphrey's back from the injury and everything's fine. And Marcus Williams, are finally going to get him on the field. We're going to be able to unleash hell with Kyle Hamilton. And Odafe Elwa's going to step up this year. And David Ajabo's going to play the edge. And Rashad Bateman. And we're going to have Dobbins, your Ohio State guy, is going to run the ball. He's going to be the bell cow. And that's everything I just talked about. None of that was
gone,
including Odell Beckham at $16 million.
Gone.
Wasn't on the field
gone.
On Sunday.
I get it.
So
I
you
get
start
it.
To take away all of these pieces
and you want
Lamar to be a Superman. Wow. The only way Lamar could be the Superman with Patrick McCary playing left tackle is to run the old electronic games that they're doing on the lottery commercials now, that where it looks like 2019 in a phone booth again.
Yeah, I still say that game was overly winnable multiple times. Multiple times. I mean, Duvernay brings a punt back to the 48, 50, whatever it was, and they couldn't get a first down. I mean, the Colts' defensive line is good, but they are not God, they're not.
Well,
the
best they could
Steelers.
Do is give Stover because I put my three up, Tucker, a chance to hit a 61-yarder and then maybe a 64-yarder, 63.
Right,
so,
right.
Like, if that's the best your offense is giving you.
Then you deserve to lose. Look, the Colts kicker, 5 field goals, 4 over 50 yards.
In a hurricane.
We couldn't. Yeah, it was nothing there. There was no weather. You blame the weather. That's a mistake. There was no weather there at all. It was just a
50. But it's amazing. It was these many 5 50-yard plus field goals made
right on
a day that began with tropical storm.
The game had no weather. Game had no weather. I was out there. No weather. It was perfectly lovely. And no sun.
You know, I know
no
you're not
wind.
A gambling guy because you handle money, Leonard Raskin.
Yeah,
but if you
correct.
Could have bet on Saturday on 550 plus field goals,
oh,
I bet a
goodness.
Dollar would have gotten you $1,000.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how those things work.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And nobody took that bet, which is why it got you $1,000. But my goodness, they kept getting to the 35 to give him 50-yard field goals, and we couldn't get 10 yards to save our life. Was terrible. In the meantime, let's go to happy things, because the magic number was 3.
Three would have been a nice magic number from Justin Tucker, as I wrote
in
my column this
week.
Hey,
but
for the baseball side, makes this thing wash away, right? Like what I wrote
right,
in the column this
right.
is that they
the pain
gonna,
is short.
They're going to play in Cleveland. They're going to play in Pittsburgh, and we're going to, it's going to be a train wreck at 1 o'clock we're going to be, and then they're going to go play in London at 9:30 in the morning. And I'm up in Perryville.
We don't see him for a month.
Correct. So the things that are going to happen, including maybe a Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks show, or maybe not, depending on the ALDS next week, that once the Orioles clinch this thing,
What's that about? They're going to cancel the Billy Joel show?
No. Hold on here now. Billy Joel.
Wait.
Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks play. You have tickets for this, apparently, yes?
Yeah. Talk to me.
So this is Saturday the 7th. That is also the day of game one. So
yes.
The Orioles may have to play
game one of the
ALDS.
Yeah, which they would be in, which we will be in.
It's the same parking lot, Leonard. They have the same issue.
I got it.
Now,
I got it.
In every case, the Orioles hold. The Orioles are the big brother.
Yes.
Because they were there first.
Yes.
So there is some question as to how the scheduling would work. That if they were to play a 1 o'clock game, that let's say goes 12 innings or 13 innings, and the Billy, like there is a parking lot issue.
That's kind of crazy. And here's our boy John who wants to own the parking lot plus.
Okay, but hang on, I have even more for you.
Okay,
so that
go
is
ahead.
The seventh. Okay,
yes.
So the
yes.
Ravens are in Cleveland this week, and the Orioles are home against the Red Sox.
Yep.
The weekend of the seventh and eighth. Okay,
yep.
The Ravens are in Pittsburgh on the eighth.
Yes.
The seventh is Billy Joel at the
Got
football
it.
Stadium.
So Got
the
it.
Orioles will play at home on the seventh and the eighth. By the way, did you score playoff tickets or did you not?
Haven't even tried.
Okay, so but you need to
get
this your schedule. Okay,
I'll get them. Yeah,
the seventh and eighth are games 1 and 2. Okay,
right.
The Ravens are going to be in Pittsburgh. Right, we're going to be at Camden Yards. Fine. Afternoon game. The game 2 of the ALDS. It might be a 1 o'clock game or 4 or 7. I don't know, but it's going to be the eighth. Okay, so then we're going to get on a plane, Luke and I, and either fly to Toronto or Tampa, probably.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And we're going to do games 3 at least, because you got to play at least three. It's a
five
game series. 4, you know, okay, you get
nervous.
If you have to play 5, that's on the 12th, all right? So we win in 3 or 4 or 5, we're going to play in the American League Championship Series for the first
Absolutely.
Time since 2014.
Amen.
That series would begin on Sunday the 15th when the Ravens are in London, right?
Yeah,
and you and I are up
in the morning.
Hollywood Casino, 9 in the morning.
Yes, breakfast.
That would be 9 in the morning, breakfast at Hollywood Casino for us. And then game 1 of the American League Championship Series against Minnesota, Houston, Texas, Seattle, whoever it's going to be, right? We're going to play at home that night, right?
Yep,
so then we have 1 and 2. And then Luke and I get on a plane to Minnesota, Texas, Seattle,
wherever
we got to go. 18, 19, 20 is games 3, 4, and 5. And then here's where it gets interesting. All right. So we go to Minnesota. We win a couple games. We got a game 6 back in Baltimore.
Sure.
Let's say there's a game 6 in Baltimore. That would also be the same day that the Ravens come home and play the Lions. So game 6 of the American League Championship Series would be the same day as Lions Ravens. And therefore, we could have some issues in that. And here's the better part. Now, if we have World Series games, they would be Halloween weekend, 27th, 28th. Could play in Atlanta, right, where they would be the one seed.
Yeah,
so maybe we'd be home, maybe not. That whole week, Halloween would be game 4, is October 31st.
That'd be good.
But here's where it gets interesting. Game 7 would be Saturday, the 4th of November.
Oh,
that would be Saturday night. And then
snow.
The Ravens play at home again against Seattle on the 5th of November. And by then, it'll be over. So the Ravens only play one home game. The Lions on the 21st between now and when the Orioles can win a World Series.
There you
so
go.
So this city, a guy like you can spend thousands of
dollars. Be black and orange for a
going
month.
To games. There could be
black
10, 11
Oriole
weeks. Home games here of the biggest magnitude.
Yes, sir.
World Series lights and only one Raven home game between now and then and a Billy Joel concert. So the Ravens are really going to be
a back burner
thing, and that's never happened here. Never.
Well, not since they've been here. That's exactly right, because the Orioles haven't had the juice. They haven't had the juice, but now we got some orange juice. So we're gonna make it happen, and it's going to be an amazing sports time. And if the Ravens go into Cleveland, and they've played the original $250 million man.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun.
Who threw the ball backwards yesterday in the same way Lamar threw the ball left-handed out of bounds. I don't know what either one of those dudes was thinking in an NFL game, but ball security, you're throwing the ball in that direction.
It's
we didn't even do that on the Colgate playground back
not
in the 70s. You know?
Yeah, yeah. They've played him well. They've played him well. He hasn't really gotten our number, I don't think. So I'm going to guess they're going to play him well. And sadly, Pittsburgh looks better. So they're looking better. But if you come out of those 2-4-1 on your way to London, who do we play in London?
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee, who doesn't look very good either.
Not at all.
So you walk out of that with the overly optimistic Raskin projection of 5-1. You might take some of the joy in Oriole land back. If you lose Cleveland or Pittsburgh, the town is very unhappy, and breakfast in London is not going to be strawberries and cream Wimbledon.
Yeah, I would say Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money in the American dream as well as the Orioles dream and the Orioles playoff dream and playoff tickets and all that good stuff. Lots of folks spending lots of money on baseball playoff tickets. I mean, I had them up on my screen and I just said, I'm not feeling $640 for two tickets to a game at the end of August. I'm not feeling a $700 night for me and my wife in the same way that like going up to Broadway and seeing Bruce Springsteen or going and seeing Sting at Wolf Trap if it's $500 for two tickets or going and seeing Queen 2 weeks from now. I mean, these are financial decisions and you make them every day that not everybody at Oriole Park will be spending disposable income out of the 45,000 people that are there, whether they can afford a $200-$400 ticket or not.
Well, this we talked is an about there's going to be this, right? There's going to be some cheaper seats. We talked about that. There's going to be some cheaper seats available. There's no question. Whether it is on the secondary market that somebody's got some tickets they're going to get rid of, or the secondary market the day, afternoon, evening of the game, you might miss the first inning. But you're going to get in there for a fair price if you want to. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. We saw, well, at least I saw on Sunday, an M&T Stadium that was not full. Now, obviously, that's a weather thing in Baltimore and whatever other reason. But I'm guessing you're going to be able to get into Oriole Park with some fairly decent pricing day of game without too much trouble. I'm telling you, I still think no matter what, it's going to happen.
I think there are only so many people here that are going to spend $390 on left field seats for an American League Division
Series. Right, but
somebody
bought the regular price, got the tickets, and isn't going to go to the game, and before the game is going to say, do I eat these tickets or do I sell them for $40?
Once you spend $325 on the ticket, you have to be very, very in this market, knowing who the buyers are. Now, that being said, if they play the wrong team that has money that comes in,
Phillies tickets were a lot last year because people were willing to spend it. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's going to get expensive.
But I know who's not coming. The Yankees fans aren't coming.
That's right. The heck with them. Bounce their butts. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know that if you're competing with Blue Jays fans or Rays fans,
they're not coming.
They're not coming. And that's not going to inflate the prices. It's going to deflate the prices.
That's right. And so somebody that bought them on the hope is not going to be able to get rid of them. And then they're going to sell them and people are going to be able to get in. I have faith in humanity that the average fan who wants to go will be able to go if he watches SeatGeek, StubHub, Ticketmaster, day game, and buys a ticket for a fair price. I think that's going to happen. I think no question about it. My plans, although they're not going to work, of course, was I would go to the Ohio State Maryland game and then fly home for Billy Joel.
See, I haven't even had that in my calendar to know, like, Maryland's 4-0. They beat Michigan State. I got a friend that's a Michigan State fan, haven't heard anything from them. And the Maryland thing, at least for the time being, everybody that loves Maryland.
Good stuff.
The Commanders have got, I mean, anybody that loves sports here right about now, this has been a beautiful time to be a sports fan. Leonard,
yeah,
it really has
and,
been.
And the Caps open preseason. It's all going on. Yeah, the Commanders won. What are they, 2-1? 2-1, just like us. I think they lost yesterday on Sunday, didn't they?
They did. They struggled against the Buffalo Bills. Yes.
I didn't take that in, but I thought they lost. How about the Tuas? The Tua was 16 for 16 in the first half, and they put a 70-burger on the board. A 70-burger.
I saw that you like my little Wilt Chamberlain. Zach Kranz, my buddy from Miami Sports Radio, shared this picture of the Wilt holding the 70 up, but with the face of the coach
of the
Dolphins, who's a funny,
Miami.
Funny dude. All right, dude. Leonard Raskin can be found. He is Raskin Global. I've got it here. I got the crab mallet around here somewhere, pulling this out. I whipped this out at Coco's the other day. It's my Richard Scherer, like my gavel.
There you go.
Stop the conversation.
There you go.
Max Weiss and I got into it, but at Best of Baltimore, we had some fun. I give my love to Steve Jeppy. I said I want to see him getting champagne dumped on him at the pitcher's mound. My buddy Clancy, we feeded Adam Jones last week. I got a column up. We got all sorts of things happening. Leonard Raskin supports us, as well as the community and folks who need good advice on money and what to do with their money and making sure taxes, insurance, all these complicated things. He's smart about this stuff. You can find him at Raskin Global. I'm finding him this week as well. You can find me out at Baltimore Positive. Luke's going to be in Owings Mills, and he's going to be at Camden Yards every night this week as we get ready and cross our fingers for Clinchmas to happen before the Jim Palmer celebration this week. Maryland Crab Cake Tour on a little bit of a hiatus. We're going to be at Hollywood Casino on the 15th, giving away the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. We did have some winners at Coco's last week, and we had the fabulous house music diva legend and my friend Alternate Day on the program, so that was a thrill for me as well. Big week around here. Playoffs ahead.
Playoffs?
Buckle your chin straps, everybody. We got two sports in town that matter. We're WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive on our 25th anniversary.